David Green has not officially lived in Pittsburgh for many years, but he lives and breathes Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh sports, especially the Steelers. Hello, David.
Hey there, Kevin. How you doing?
I am well. So as an unabashed Steeler fan, it's been several days now since that gut-wrenching loss to New England. How are you doing, David?
I'm not doing well. I don't know how long it takes you to get over one of those, but it's pretty awful. I keep reminding myself that it wasn't a playoff game, and so the world is not over. And then I go back to the moment and the elation followed by the absolute anger and the obscenities that I was shouting and slamming my fist on the bar and how quiet it got in the Steelers bar where I was in L.A. And then I just start thinking about how that one play could change the course of history. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I mean, it's like, you know, who wins the Super Bowl this year, the Steelers' legacy versus the Patriots' legacy, Roethlisberger, Brady, Hall of Fame, not like this could really not just change the course of a game or a season, or, you know, I mean, it could really change a lot. And that's when I get much more angry. Then I start thinking about, you know, things can change and the Steelers can win in Foxborough.
Speaking of changing history, on a brighter note, Saturday, December 23rd, 45th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. Steelers Amazing. Fans know, a playoff game, 22 seconds remaining. Steelers trailing Oakland 7-6, and it's fourth down.
Bradshaw running out of the pocket, looking for somebody to throw to, fires it downfield, and there's a collision. It's cut out of the air. The ball is pulled in by Franco Harris. Harris is going for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Harris is going. 5 seconds left on the clock. Franco Harris pulled in the football. I don't even know where it came from.
For Steelers fans my age and older, that was the moment. I would say the demarcation line of the losing Steelers of the past four decades and the eventual six-time Super Bowl champs. But David, you weren't even born yet. Does the Immaculate Reception mean anything to you?
It means a lot, but I mean, probably in a different way than it means to you because I didn't experience it. And I'll tell you, I moved to Pittsburgh in 1980 and I was a little kid and I was just sort of getting into my Steelers ways. And, you know, I had heard about all of this success, hearing that I was in a city of champions and four Super Bowls, and yet I didn't really feel it because, you know, many of the seasons in the 80s were so tough. And so that was just part of the lure and part of the glory, that it was like this reassurance that you are part of something special. And even if you're a kid rooting for a team that loses a good bit right now, there is something so deeply magical and real about the Rooneys and about Chuck Knoll and about this franchise. And watching that image and seeing that footage, I think, really drove that home. You know, when I see Steelers fans interviewed from that time and old footage, I feel it. There's no doubt about it.
NPR Morning Edition host David Green, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. This was really fun. Let's do it again.